Thank you for joining the Bevel Talk, Season 13, Episode 1. What it means to be the leader in pipe cutting and beveling, EH Walks and Orbitalum. Today, we're talking with special guests Keith Polifka and Ron Rohrbacher from EH Walks. Let's get right into it.
Hello and welcome to Bevel Talk today. Thanks for joining us. We have Keith Polifka and Ron Rohrbacher, both from EH Walks. Welcome, guys. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
Doing well. So for our listeners out there, tell us a little bit about Walks. Who is EH Walks? What do y'all do? Help us get to know you.
Well, Keith's got the tenure on me, so if you would like to go with that.
Sure, no problem, Ron. Thanks. So EH Walks has been around for about 137 years, founded in 1883, family owned for five generations. During that time, developed and designed different, you know, equipment throughout that tenure of the different, you know, leads that ran the company. Ed Walks, the last gentleman who ran the company, eventually sold it to Illinois Tool Works, and now we've been under that direction for the last 10 years. So that's a quick synopsis. As far as the equipment, back in the in the early years, steam engines, mechanical lathes, and then transitioned into a big casting house for a while, built castings for roadways and things like that, and then eventually transitioned into the company that it is today, which is now pipe cutting tools and valve turning tools for the gas, water, and power industries.
Okay, that's really interesting. It's a wide history and lots of different industries that you guys have been involved in. I'm sure you've learned a lot as you've been going on.
Oh, so absolutely, yes.
One thing, when you hear EH Walks, often you also hear and see Orbitalum. Can you tell us a little bit more about Orbitalum as well?
Sure. So Orbitalum was also brought under the ITW umbrella probably about 14 years ago or so. And what they were at the time is a heterogeneous welding company. They built cutting and facing tools for the thin wall stainless steel tubing and heterogeneous welding systems to be able to weld that together. It's mostly found in the semicon pharmaceutical industries of today.
So high purity type.
Yes, high purity, yes.
Okay, so now that we know a little bit about Walks and Orbitalum, Ron, tell us a little bit about your background. What got you into the cutting and welding industry? And then Keith, same question for you.
Kind of an interesting story, because I actually came out of tree climbing before I got into this. So I'm actually about to celebrate my 25th year with Walks, and I've had the experience of being able to move up through the company. So I actually started in the rental department repairing machines, and then as I got more familiar with them, I got interested in running them, and then they would start sending me out on tech jobs, got more familiar with it. And I actually took a little stint and went down. There was another division called Walks Technical Services. They had a service division, and I went to North Carolina for a little bit with that, ran my own shop. And then when I came back to Lincolnshire, they ended up, my position in rental wasn't there anymore, and I got into doing some of the manufacturing. And then I ended up moving into inside sales, which started changing the whole direction of my future. And from there, I got offered a position in management where I was managing the rental department and the rental sales. Did that for a few years, and then ultimately got offered a position in outside sales where I ended up spending 15 years. And now the last 2 years, I've been the rental sales manager for the U.S. So I got quite a bit of an interesting experience working through the company.
I can only imagine the things that you have seen and been part of in 25 years and in all of those different aspects of the cutting and welding industry.
Yeah, it's been a real interesting ride. And I got to admit, starting in the rental department, as funny as that sounds, I think was one of the best places to start because you got to learn the machines inside out and you get to know them on a more intimate level, which really helps with operating them. And it's kind of set me on that journey.
Absolutely. You get to know every little aspect, the good, the bad, and the ugly, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, question for you before we move on to Keith. What is the most satisfying part of your journey so far?
It really got into, once I got into that managing the rental department and then also in sales, because they kind of share the one of the same aspects, and that is the helping people out. And you have people call with an interesting problem or unique application and trying to figure out how to make things work and ultimately bringing them to success has been one of the most satisfying parts of the job, I would say.
You know, as I talk to different individuals throughout the welding industry, there's kind of that same thread as it's problem solving, it's hands-on, I'm doing something to help people or to make things better. You know, it's challenging, but I enjoy it. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Keith, same question for you. Okay. Tell us about your story. What's your journey?
No problem. Actually, it's a little bit different path than Ron. I was actually hired out of the high school work program as an apprentice welder here at EH Walks. So my first experience here was being taught how to weld. I knew nothing about it at the time. From that point, though, however, I took a little left turn and became a machinist for the company. Started machining, worked in the non-standard specials group within the organization, and you know, crafted my machining skills, built one-off prototype and custom machine tools for the company for many years. That journey took me on to running the specials department, and then I ran the specials department for about another 10 years, and then from that point, migrated into sales like Ron did, and eventually worked myself up to being in charge of the sales department as the department head. And then through that, also took over the marketing under that same umbrella. So basically, director of sales and marketing is where I ended up. And what's good now is 35 years in, I'm going to actually take a new course and head up our innovation development for the industrial line of the EH Walks company.
EH Walks is an OEM of portable pipe cutting and beveling machinery. Based in Illinois with direct sales support and rental centers across the country, they're prepared to support you with any pipe cutting project. EH Walks is also the distribution hub in the United States for Orbitalum tube cutting, facing, and welding products. You can find both at ehwalks.com and schedule your demo today.
I love and think it's very interesting the different paths you both have taken and the things that you've seen, but I find that that's indicative of the welding industry in general, that if you're willing to work hard, you're willing to try things and solve problems, you're going to always find a place to work and to grow within the welding industry.
Absolutely. In fact, in this organization, my most exciting part of it was that 10-year period when I was doing the special application, I would actually go out, visit customers with the sales team or salesmen. We'd look at the application. I would bring back that information, go to the engineering department. We'd develop a concept, bring it back to them and solve their problem. And that's really, I think, the core of EH Walks is the problem solving that we do for the, you know, difficult and applications that are out there within the piping world. And believe it or not, yes, it is pipe most of the time, but it can take all kinds of different directions as the pipes come out of many different types of components and get attached to a lot of different things.
So can you guys tell me a little bit more about some of the applications where you guys would typically be? Where, if I'm a customer and I need to buy some Wax stuff or some Orbitalum stuff, what am I doing and why am I buying it?
Well, our biggest markets are definitely oil and gas and power on the Wax side of things. And one of the things that separates our equipment from, because there's lots of ways to cut pipe out there. But ever since the beginning, I think it was in the early 50s is where EH Walk started making pipe cutting machinery. They've always taken the path of cold cutting, which kind of puts us in a different category. Because when you cold cut, you can you don't get a heat affected zone. There's no spark. So it's machining the pipe instead of, you know, trying to torch it or do a different way. So that kind of lends to where we end up being used. So obviously in oil and gas, not having spark is a huge benefit.
Yes.
But realistically, it's anywhere where there's pipe. If there's any pipe that's, you know, larger than just a couple inches that you can cut with some little saw, these machines become real beneficial. And then on the Orbitalum side, anywhere there's high purity tubing, we're in aerospace, semicon, food and dairy. There's a bunch of markets that they fill. And if they have welds that are real important, they're going to want to orbital weld those. And so that equipment lends itself to those markets real well.
Okay. That's fascinating. I've learned so much about EH Walks and Orbitalum today. I appreciate you guys coming on for us. Thanks to our listeners for listening. Please join us next time as we talk to Keith and Ron a little bit more about the different ways to bevel pipe and why that's important in the welding industry. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, look forward to it.
Thank you.